The long-anticipated day is finally here, and Lightbearers around the world are logging into Destiny Rising for the first time. So here's everything you need to know to make your day one experience smooth and efficient. First, stick to the story. You're going to be launched into the main story as Wolf, a newly risen Lightbearer just trying to find their way, and the game will do its best to direct you along this path. Go with the flow and remember that the objectives in your guidebook aren't just filler. They'll walk you through every system and game mode the game revolves around. Next, let's talk about weapons as the systems differ a bit from core Destiny. Always swap to your highest level weapons, and don't stress about the enhancements either. You can refund materials at any time, only losing a little glimmer. Tip number three has to do with the gacha system. In the game, you'll see permanent or limited time pools of characters that are available to receive from pulls. Early on, make sure you save your Lumia leaves and other currency around the gacha system for the limited pools of characters. The standard banner just never goes away, and you'll get plenty of free pulls for it throughout events and just playing the game. Pinnacle Energy is a currency that replenishes daily, and you'll receive 120 energy each day just at daily reset, just for having an account. Pinnacle Energy can be spent at the end of specific activities to decide if you receive substantial rewards or just base rewards to upgrade your character. You can hold up to 360 Pinnacle Energy at one time. However, if you're maxed out at the time of daily reset, you won't receive any more energy, and essentially that next day's energy is wasted. Early in the game, make sure not to burn through all your Pinnacle Energy, as you'll be receiving plenty of gear to level up just by playing through the campaign experience. Make sure that each daily reset you have no more than 240 Pinnacle Energy, so you never waste any of the free amount that they're giving you. And the final point, on day one, you're only going to be able to get your team up to level 20, so there's not a ton of a reason to keep grinding outside of farming reputation for the various patrol areas or chasing in-game seals and titles. And unfortunately, you cannot finish the whole story on day one either. So now you're ready to go forth as a newly forged Lightbearer and explore this world. Make sure to hit the like button and subscribe for more Destiny Rising tips. And until next time, be blessed, y'all.